and welcome to the Atma Podcast. I'm here with Jordan. Hey, how's it going, mate? You alright?
That's it. Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good. No Dan today. He's revising for an exam. He's got an exam tomorrow, which he's trying to scrub up on. Mm-hmm. If you do listen to this back, Dan, hope you did well and wish you the best.
Yep.
Obviously.
Yep. Absolutely.
I just will mention, right, we try and get back as a trio. I like the episode that we're doing today is like push the button. I feel like it works better with us, obviously, as a whole, but Dan is he's squatting up for an exam. He's trying to be an electrician, so
that's
He's got to get those qualifications in. Welcome to Ashton, long-time fan, always in the lives. If you do want to join a live stream version of the podcast, please do. It's nice to see everyone in the chat. How have you been, Jordan? You been all right?
That's it. No, I'm joking. Yeah, not too bad, mate.
Good.
Not too bad. I just surviving, you know, just out here.
Surviving,
mate.
What's that t-shirt you got on?
Oh, this is a Japan football shirt.
Nice. That is actually quite nice.
It's pretty fucking nasty, isn't it? It's, look at that. Oof.
Oh. Damn,
nothing on the back, but a little Japan thing.
Oh, set.
Actually goes quite well on my seat. And in fact, my setup.
It does, actually.
But yeah. Anything though, I really dislike this Adidas logo. It's my least favorite. I really like the new one they got going on, kind of like just the kind of revised three stripes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. That one is like the Adidas Classics logo. Not a massive fan myself, but yeah, I do like the shirt though. It's very nice. A lot of pink, but it's nice. It goes well with the background in your chair, like you say.
Yeah.
Little bit of pink there with the Atma hoodie, do you know what I mean? Matches
That's
up.
That's it.
Where did you get that then? Did you get that in Thailand?
Yes, I did. So it probably isn't legitimate.
Oof. The Japanese are fuming.
But it's really nice material. I like buying fake football shirts. I mean, all my Leeds ones are real, but I like buying fake football shirts of different teams wherever I go because they're just... You know, they're just really nice to train in.
Yeah. And you don't actually really support financially the team that you buy the shirt off.
Exactly. That's exactly. It. But what sort of shirts have I got? I've got a Man City shirt. Oof. I've got a real Man City shirt as well, actually. I've got their third kit shirt from this season because it's got lightning bolts on it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I've got a Man City shirt. I've got... A Al Nassr shirt with Ronaldo on the back. I've got an Egypt shirt with Salah on the back. I've got a home and away Inter Miami shirts. I've got a Cape Verde shirt.
There you go.
I've got loads. I just like collecting football shirts. I've got about 30 Leeds shirts, all legitimate. 30 Leeds shirts. I've probably got about 42 football shirts now.
Fucking hell.
Oof. If it would be, I think it would actually be worse if I didn't support Leeds because I would probably just buy whatever club shirt as long as it looked nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's quite a collection though. Just the Leeds shirts alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone the knockoff extras. Ashton, should I say? Leave it out. Opinions on Liverpool's quadruple this season. Oh, it's not happened, has it? It just hasn't happened. Do you know what I mean?
I can't believe, like, basically the first time this season for fantasy that I've backed a Liverpool player, right? Now, I know you don't play fantasy, but basically if you captain a player, they get double points, right? And sometimes in a game week, a team will have two games, like Liverpool did this week. So I captained Luis Diaz and he got me 6 points, which means over two games, he scored 3 points. Ben White, an Arsenal defender, got me 23 points.
I'm not. I'm just not taking any responsibility for that. That's not my fault.
That's. Oh, I'll tell you what.
If anything, I actually blame you for last night's result. Why would you captain a fucking Liverpool player? But yeah, capitulation. Klopp out. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's no, it.
He's done
that's
well.
That's it. You should have pushed him before he jumped. Well, that's all I'm going to say.
Should have pushed him off a fucking cliff.
That's it. Because
that's what our season's done. All right. No, I'm joking. Look.
I reckon the season that he won the Prem for you guys or with you guys, you should have sacked him.
That's it.
Just been like, look, it's not going to get any better. You're sacked.
It really doesn't get much better than that, to be honest. Scott should have captained Bruno. Does anyone captain Bruno? I wouldn't even bring myself to captain Bruno, even if he was playing well. But that's the bias, you know. That's Liverpool bias, isn't it?
That's it.
But anyway, we're going to do a Will You Press the Button episode.
Yep.
He's always throw up some fucking insane scenarios. And we do enjoy them. I think they're quite funny. And it's good to... I almost enjoy seeing what the result everyone else has picked, as well as ours, just to see how fucked humanity is.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get on the screen and we'll start. Shout out to Stuart, he's saying, come on, the Leeds.
Nice.
There you go.
That's it, 100%.
The One Ball Blog. Welcome.
Yeah.
The One Ball Blog, not been here for a while. Lozzie looking good. Jordan, hope the non-YouTube work is working out for you. And I need to hit up the last
loving
few
him,
months.
Mate. Yeah, loving it, mate.
He's enjoying it. He's enjoying it.
Yeah. And it's cool because it's kind of combined because I've been doing some like commercial case study filming and editing. So
there you go.
It's pretty cool. It's a bit unconventional.
Jesus.
I'm actually streaming at the same time over on Twitch.
Multi-stream.
So I've got a couple of people talking as well.
Okay.
So we've got Sam Gale says, hi guys, how are you both? Good to be able to watch the live. I usually have to watch on YouTube, but I'm off work this week, up the Atma and up the drip.
There you go.
Nice. So Sam. Lee says, sup guys. And NGT14 says, it's so refreshing hearing Doody and Lars speak about football.
That's it.
I do you remember when I pitched you the idea and then you were like, absolutely not, go fucking kill yourself. When I said to you, when I said we should do a Leeds and Liverpool podcast, where it's just the most random combination. It's just a podcast about Leeds and Liverpool. I think I mentioned it to you once.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember this that well, so I don't think...
I literally said it in passing.
I don't think you pushed it that hard.
No, and it was also when we were both in the Premier League. Not that, you know, to be fair, I think I'd be happier hosting a football podcast with Leeds in the Championship because 9 times out of 10, I'd be like, oh yeah, Leeds won again this weekend, by the way. But, you know, if we get promoted this season, I'm sure it'll just be fucking misery next season.
No, it'll be all right.
Most exciting thing for a new team coming up that I find is like if you sign like a semi-washed up legend. Do you know what I mean? It's like, holy shit.
Harry Kuehl's coming back.
Jeez. Yeah, like a past their prime Harry Kane. Just fucking, you know? Like I think when we came up last time, we were linked with fucking Marcelo. And I just thought, imagine fucking Marcelo in a Leeds shirt.
That would have been insane, to be fair.
That's what I mean. It's just stuff like that. You know, you sign like a 42-year-old Lewandowski. Like, yes. Just because you're the one team willing to pay his wages.
Yeah. I mean, who do you reckon... I know we're going to be off tangent here, but who would you realistically, if there was someone like that you were to sign, who would you want there to be at your club when you come up to the Prem? Because I believe you'll get there.
I don't know. It's a bit like I until he went to Brighton, and not because he went to Brighton, but I feel like that period of time was perfect. I wish we got James Milner back.
Oh yeah,
I think that would be. But I reckon he'll probably retire, won't he? Probably at the end of the season.
Don't know. I mean, to be fair, I mean, I know he's been at Brighton for a season now. I'm pretty sure, but he was like the fitness tests, he was still coming like first place every single time. So he's got the fitness.
Yeah.
So maybe.
That's it. But yeah, someone like that would be cool.
Cool. Well, I believe you'll be in the Prem next year. So let's start that podcast, basically.
Yeah.
For two games a year, there'll be limbs flying.
Yeah.
On the podcast. Connor Murray, we love Everton. No, we don't. Shut the fuck up. Don't appreciate that. Don't appreciate that. All right? Fucking two set of pieces. Would you fucking believe it? Fucking Sean Dyche, eh? Anyway, let's see if we press the button. Fucking hell. What's the first one we got? You become the most influential speaker in the world, but everything you say sounds like Dr. Seuss.
So is that like you rhyme?
I guess so.
Because isn't it like, I love ham, I am, or some shit?
Yeah.
I'm sure he rhymes all the time like that. I mean, it would be cool to be the most influential speaker in the world, wouldn't it?
I mean, I don't actually think this is too far off the truth. I think some of the most influential speakers, when you actually break down what is being said, you're like, that doesn't actually make that much sense. But they've got standing ovations, so...
That's it. Yeah. Nah, it'd be awesome. I'd have that. I'd have that.
You'd have
because
it.
Even if they're like, oh, yeah, but you sound like Dr. Seuss. It's like, yeah, but I'm the most influential speaker in the world. I can influence people to do anything. You know, not saying I'd use that for sinister purposes at all. I'm just saying, like, you can influence change. You know, you'd be like, down with the two government system, and then just...
That's it. Then you storm Downing Street.
That's it. Would you push the button?
I don't know. I mean, I would edge towards yes because, you know, being influential is nice. But I know once I'd get that power, it's a downhill slope for humanity. I don't think it's going to be good for the human race for me to have that power. But I'd still press it. So let's press that button. Let's see what the 64% of people would.
There you go.
So
I don't think the trade-off's that bad. I really don't.
No, I don't. I must admit, I don't really know a lot about Dr. Seuss. I know it's
I'm
like
sure
a character,
it's just like,
but...
yeah.
I don't know how that. I don't know if there's like a description of how they sound. Maybe that would sway it because if they spoke in a certain way, I'd probably just want to kill myself. I'm that influential, I could kill myself with my own speech.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just want to go back to the chat, because I'm seeing Scott piping up. Getting to watch your face when you saw the score for the first time last night was fantastic. It weren't, Scott. It was a tough evening, all right? Tough evening.
That's the disrespect.
I know. There's no need. There's no
The
need.
Disrespect from a Man U / Plymouth hybrid.
That's it. What a combo. Okay.
What we got?
You could be happy together with the person you love and who loves you, but he or she will always cheat on you. Oof, that's fucking shit.
No.
I do. Some of these, like, are just, like, straight no's. Straight no's.
Yeah.
But 26% of people.
26% of people, I'll take it, please.
That's a deal.
Just love me.
Fucking cash my chips. Let's go.
I'm still livid we didn't go to the casino on Friday, on Saturday.
I know. I could tell you were, you know, itching to possibly lose.
Well, I just thought, you know, let's go do a little 20 in the casino.
I would have gone still.
Instead, we just... I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, we just stayed where we were. Just stayed where we were.
Retreaded the same stories. I didn't say it.
Oh,
that's it. No, it just got there. Come on. Let's be fair now. No one understands the context, and you won't.
No, unless you were there, you won't.
Yeah. But no, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
Probably saved me money.
I don't know, Zoltan. know, he's a legend. He's a legend. He always gets, gets you the right hand in blackjack.
Yeah, basically, there was a guy that used to work in a casino we went to, and you play blackjack, 21, a card game, and he would lift up the card, look at it, and tell you whether to to ask for a card or not. And how he didn't get fired, I have no idea, but he would literally just help you win.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
What a legend.
It was amazing.
Shout out to Zoltan.
He was working there building up money to start a limousine business.
There you go.
Yeah, I hope it worked out for him.
I hope his business is booming.
No.
You get a fancy suit that'll make you lucky when you wear the full set, but a fedora is included in the set.
Absolutely slamming fedora lovers.
Oh, where's Scott?
I tip my fedora to you, sir. Listen, if it makes you lucky, yeah. So if you wear the full suit fedora as well, you go into a casino and you're just absolutely raking it in. I doubt people are going to be like, oh, nice fedora, dickhead. They're going to be like, wow, he's just won a million on fucking roulette.
Yeah.
And then the casino takes you outside, breaks your legs and doesn't pay out. But, you tried. That's the main thing. Yeah, I'd 100% do this. Fedoras aren't that bad, are they?
No, they come with a bit of an image problem. But, you say, you're gonna be lucky. So I think it's worth the risk, personally.
For sure.
Scott said, now, if that was a cowboy snapback, I'd be slapping the button.
Or just a
standard cowboy hat. I'll take either. Well, Scott, you already have a cowboy snapback. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's quite a sight, that is. Quite a head garment. 80%.
80%. 20% of people would rather not wear a fedora than win the lottery. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
There's no limits for some people with social embarrassment. You can't, it cannot be overtaken. Man.
To care that much about how people think of you is insanity.
Yeah. If I wear this hat, people are going to think I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Whilst I'm fucking rolling in money. But
yeah, whilst I'm winning.
Yeah. And by winning.
Insane. Insane.
Next one. What we got? Jesus Christ, what is this? You can redesign yourself as you like and start your life over again with all your current knowledge. There is a 1+n% chance where n equals age, you will die every year in a gruesome manner.
So you got a 1% chance, a 1 in 100 chance every year that you'll be gruesomely murdered. I mean, I don't really need to start my life over again or redesign myself, so... Yeah, the prize isn't good enough to have a 1 in 100 chance of being fucking murdered. Oh, no, wait, it's not murdered. Why am I saying murder? I keep reading it as gruesome murder. But die in a gruesome manner...
Which could be murder.
Arguably worse. Which could be murder.
Yeah.
It could be, like, eaten alive by fucking animals.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't think that one's really a great one to choose, to be honest.
No, I will not, personally. What will you do?
I'm not hitting the button. Let's see what everyone else says. 45% would.
45% of people want to start again. That's sad, isn't it? And I don't mean that like you sad fuck. I mean like that's, upsetting. It's upsetting that 38,700 people are like, listen, I'll die to start again, please.
Jesus.
That's it, isn't it, really?
Oh, I see. So it's 1+ your age.
Oh.
Right. Percent. So.
Oh, fuck, it gets worse,
yeah, that's
man.
Worse. That's worse.
That's shit. So what? So I'm 30 this year. So I would have a 31% chance of dying.
So if you're over the age, if you're over the age of like, I'd say
50.
Yeah. But imagine if you made it to like 95, you're like, right, it's time to start again. You're like, ah, shit. chances are to make it. That's
shit. Oh wait, what? I don't get it. Is it saying like, so when you're one, you get 1+1, so you got a 2% chance of dying. When you're two, you got a 3% chance. When you're four, you got four. Or is it, if we do it right now, every year we will have a 31% chance of dying?
Could be either, to be fair. But I think all of them are shit.
100%. None of them are worth doing.
No. Fuck it. Interesting to see that 45% of people would.
That's fucking mental. Absolutely mental. Oh,
you get to work your dream job, but it pays minimum wage.
That boils down to economics, doesn't it? Yeah. Because if you're doing your dream job, you're probably happy, but will minimum wage financially sustain you?
Yeah. That is a tough one. It comes and down to how much it is really a dream job and how you can survive on the money that minimum wage is.
And what your dream job is. Like, I didn't actually think I have one anymore, because obviously my one was YouTube. I got there and realised, oh, this isn't all it's cracked up to be. So I don't think I really have one anymore. I don't know what my dream job would be. What would your dream job be?
Fuck. I guess a musician, some sort of, I don't know, like, I don't know, something to do in media, whether it be like creating a TV show, film, music. I'm guessing that would be quite difficult to do on minimum wage, though.
Yeah.
The amount of time that you have to put in, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just imagine, like, going on tour and watching, you know, your pay slip come through. You're like, right, 11 quid an hour. Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Minimum wage is £11 an hour now. I know inflation and everything's gone up, but, like, before I got the job I have now, like, minimum wage was... I am above minimum wage, but my point is, when I was working in employment before that, minimum wage was like £7.50.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts that in 5 years it's gone from that to like 11 quid. But I also understand with inflation and stuff, that's still not a sustainable wage.
You've got to think as well, because did you say 5 years?
I was YouTube for 5 years, yeah. Yeah,
so... That's, you know, two times. So the rate of inflation, the target is 2%. So I would say we've probably not hit that. We've probably got more inflation per year. But you're looking at a minimum of 10%. Like, your money's going 10% less than it did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Minimum.
But then if I don't really understand, like, inflation and stuff, I'll be brutally honest. But if it's like 10%, then shouldn't the minimum wage have gone up by 75p?
I don't know.
£2.50.
I don't know.
I'm glad, don't get me wrong, I'm glad that minimum wage is what it is, you know, it should be higher. But I just when I come back to working, I was like, wow, is that what minimum wage is? Jeez.
So I've just seen Mid-South Drone Photography. First of all, welcome back. It's nice to see you back in the chat. Where I live in Tennessee, it's $7.25 per hour for a minimum wage. That's disgusting. I know there's a tipping.
Like 6 quid.
There's like a tipping thing in America that's big. And I don't know what, you know, is it 20% your men are tip in America? And you're pretty much expected to tip for a lot of stuff. But still, $7.25. That's shite.
Tipping culture in America is mental to me. Because, like, it's quite toxic and, you know, people get very angry. And it's like, dude, channel that anger to the employer that is paying you fuck all and expecting the customer to pick up the bill, in my opinion. But, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, something just so ingrained in America that, you know, you just, if you're just born in America, it's just something you accept. It's like part and parcel of life. But the culture shock from going from here to America and then being expected to pay a tip on top of whatever you've had, like meal or drink, whatever, that just doesn't sit right with us Brits.
Yeah. But yeah, the question, it's hard, isn't it? Because, you know, whatever my dream job may be, even though I don't know what it is, you know, I know it'd be, you know, you'd be happier because you'd be doing what you want to do. But my standard of living, I couldn't do on minimum wage. But could I drop my standards for a dream job? Quite possibly. I don't know. It's a hard one.
I don't think personally I could do it for minimum wage.
Yeah. I'm also, because I've like pursued the dream and all that sort of shit and realized, for me personally, not saying anyone out there, you know, chase your dreams, but you know, it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. Maybe it's because it was an 18-year-old's dream that I achieved at the age of like 27, 25 is when I went full time. So maybe it was an outdated dream, but now I'm sort of like for the next decade of my life, I kind of want to build wealth, you know, build a property portfolio, build a stock portfolio, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm willing to do a job that I'm, you know, that perhaps I wouldn't choose. I'm not saying the one that I currently have. I absolutely love the job I've got right now, but I'm just saying I would be willing to do something that maybe I'm not that asked about in order to accumulate wealth.
Yeah.
Sort of like sacrifice the short term for the long term sort of thing. So,
yeah.
Dream jobs is a dream until you realize it's work and then kind of takes the dream out of it. I will not push that button.
Yeah, I won't be pushing it. Scott says, I think the happiness from my dream job would make up for it, which is fair enough. That's
absolutely, of course.
100%.
What is Scott's? Scott, what's your dream job?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. He does say, because theoretically, my dream job is full-time paranormal investigator. And I assume the travel equipment, etc., would be paid for. So that would balance it out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're not a president. Let's see how many people would.
I reckon quite a lot. 51, 50, yeah. 50. There you go.
Fair play. Straight down the middle. Okay. You can start fires at will, but you can only start fires while underwater.
Who the fuck wrote that?
Yeah, that's quite a difficult one, that.
I mean, you're safe from the fires you're creating.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite difficult.
I'm assuming you have to be submerged in water. And then, so if I was in a bath right now, and then I could like start a fire the other side of the room because I can see it.
Oh, you think you can just like make one appear?
Yeah. Because you can't start a fire underwater, can you?
There's probably a way. But generally, no. I'd say it's extremely difficult. But yeah, if you could just conjure a fire, but you have to be underwater, that's a fairly decent power, but I don't understand how... If you're like fully submerged underwater, you can't really see where you're going to be lighting the fire.
I see. I don't really get this question.
No, some of them are pretty shite, and that falls into this category.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to be able to start fires at will, and you know, maybe it's just something, it's not something I do all the time, so it's just something I'd like dip into. Every now and then, I'd be like, all right, I'll go underwater and cause some mayhem. So I would push the button because it's sort of like, I feel like the downside isn't like all that bad, you just got to be underwater.
Yeah,
so I'd rather have that ability, and I've just got to do that every now and then.
Yeah, because your life won't really change at all.
Yeah, if you don't. So it's almost like you may as well press the button.
Yeah.
Because like, you can't start fires at will anyway.
Yeah.
Or are they saying literally with a lighter? I don't really...
Yeah, I don't know. Not specific, obviously, but it would be more frustrating if that was the only way you could start fires. But yeah, fuck it. It is one you could just fucking press the button. Nothing really would change. 60% would.
40% just didn't want it.
Yeah. 40% no. Same people who don't like having the thought of having to wear a fedora to be lucky.
That's it.
The same group. The same group. Okay, you get a dollar every time you pick your nose, but you'll always have to fart on your food before you eat it. Fuck's sake.
No, for two reasons. One, I don't want to fart on my food, but also, if you could literally create money by picking your nose, you would fucking destroy your nose. Like, your nose would just be... Your septum would be gone.
Yeah, you'd have to be rooting in your nose. Probably like double finger, like hours upon the day.
Yeah, because it is only a dollar. Yeah. Like if you pick your nose 100 times in a row, right? How fucking sore that would be. And then you think, you know, I understand, you know, 100 quid is still a lot of money. It is. But would you want to fuck up your nose for 100 quid? It's like if I said to you right now, essentially, Lossie, I'm going to punch you in the nose as hard as I fucking can. I'll give you 100 quid. Because although you're not going to break your nose, you know, you're rubbing the inside of the nose. It's going to be a bloody mess, isn't it?
It's, yeah. I don't really see, I mean, apart from you getting a dollar every time it happens, the upside is not as, you know, doesn't outweigh the bad side.
Yeah.
For this one. Because, you know...
If it was like you get a dollar every time you pick your nose, but your nose will never be damaged by it, but you always have to fart on your food.
That's more manageable.
Yeah. AmilNez98 says gas rises, so by the time you go to eat it, it will be gone.
There you go.
What about the poo particles?
That's it.
The poo particles will splash on your bangers and mash.
And what about if it's, you know, it's an emergency shot?
Oh.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Mum, remake the gravy.
That's it. I will not.
Yeah.
I will not press that button. Under any circumstances.
There you go.
33% people are like, fuck it, I'll eat my own shit. My nose is bleeding. I might as well eat my own shit.
Yeah, literally just constant nosebleeds and eating shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Perfect.
You could be the richest person in the world, but the whole Africa dies. That is literally what it says. The whole Africa dies.
So, right, you can be the richest person in the world, but you have to commit genocide on a continent.
I love the way this
how
is.
How many people? I need to know how many people. I'm going to say no, by the way. But I just want to know how many people.
Going to say live... no, by the way. It's got to be over a billion, right? Surely.
One, right, okay. No, this is 2016. Why are you telling me that? Ooh, population of Africa. Okay, so would you become the richest person in the world and all you have to do is murder 1.488 billion people?
That's it. What a fuck. That's, what'd you get for that on a kill streak? That's insane. That's a lot of VTOLs.
That is a hell of a KD.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. So what's that? That's like, so basically wipe out like a
it's going like to be about a fifth to a sixth of the population of the Earth.
Yeah. So I'm going to say no.
I mean, morally, no.
And also, it's not, I mean, you still have a lot of money, no doubt, but there's no guarantee you'll be the richest. But look, you could be the rich. Imagine if it's like, you do it, you kill the whole of Africa, and they're like, we did say could, you're actually getting nothing. You're just a murderer.
And then you could equally say, but the whole Africa dies. That doesn't make sense. So who's in the wrong? You know? You've tried to fuck me over. I've tried to fuck you over.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, that is quite a lot of deaths, isn't it?
Imagine if it's just like, I don't know. Imagine if there's like a giant hole somewhere in Africa that someone's just dug, and it's like an attraction. Like, welcome to whole Africa. And it's like, I still wouldn't do it. But it's like three employees. And that is what whole Africa actually is. Welcome to whole Africa.
Now, three people is a lot different than 1.4 billion. Still wrong.
Would you murder three people to potentially become the richest person in the world?
No, I don't think I could. But I would be, I'd imagine, I wouldn't be the one actually, like, making their lives cease to exist, like, physically. I'm guessing there's a third
part. I imagine it's just so, like, you push the button.
That's it.
Kablank.
But if we did that, or if I did that, who the fuck would know? Apart from me.
I mean, no one.
That's it. I won't push it. I won't. I won't. But yeah, that is quite a hefty weight on your shoulders to carry around.
It is. It most certainly is.
And I don't really know why they picked out or singled out Africa there to die, but I don't know whether that says more about the person who made the question. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not pressing that. I'm guessing.
High stakes. A lot of people.
That's it. I will not. 47% would.
50,500 people would destroy an entire continent of 1.4 billion people.
Jesus.
For Christ. Money that will make them empty anyway.
For the chance.
For the chance. Mental.
How fucked would it be, right, if you were made the richest person in the world, but you were only given, you know, currencies that existed in Africa, and now you completely
it's gone.
That's it.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we hit the button and then it came up, one person would put in, it's like, it's us. We're the one person that would hit the button. It's like, you sick fucks.
Yeah, it's when you need to have a good look at yourself in the mirror.
That's it.
And tell yourself you did the right thing. What's this one? You can have anything you want with a snap of your fingers, but you'll die at the age of 30. That's
right.
Shite.
So you're dead, and so Jeez. And I die Jeez. In a week and a half.
Just dox my age. Fucking hell.
That's it. So I'll die on the 6th of May, so I can have whatever I want as long as I die in fucking 10 days' time. I'm going to say no.
That's shit. That is really shit, though, because for, I'd say, the first even 20 years of your life, you don't really know what you want.
Yeah.
So you've only really got 10 years, realistically, to play with.
I mean, we saw, do you remember we were at college and there was that lad, I won't name his name, but he inherited from his granddad like 18 grand on his 18th birthday. Now, I know that's not anything you want, but given an 18-year-old, 80 grand, and he just bought didn't he?
Yeah.
Bought like a fucking multicolored fucking Gola single strap bag, bought like fucking hoodies and shit. And then within like 2 months, he had nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like if they were like, you know, if this was like, yeah, like you say, the first sort of like at least 25 years, you'll snap your fingers for absolute bollocks stuff.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Ashton's getting technical. Could you not just ask for immortality? Well.
Oh.
That's it. There's always technicalities.
Yeah, snap for whatever you want. So I'm like, I want 30 to come after 97.
Jesus.
And what?
Then you're that close to the 100.
Shift reality. Yeah, all right, 86.
Oh, that's it.
But yeah, no, it's interesting, but I won't push it. I don't want to die in 10 days' time.
Well, you don't want a chance.
If I die in 10 days' time, you have permission to clip this with the bab, 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 ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, because that's just funny, and I don't care.
That is. And
it's my death. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Full disclosure, that would be played at your funeral.
Thank you. Don't get offended on my behalf, because it doesn't offend me. Okay, if I die in 10 days after saying what I've said here, make that meme and fucking put it everywhere.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
44% of people would.
44% of people have it, are probably at least 20 years old. If it was like, I would still say no, but it should have been like, you'll die in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just feel like 30's just, nothing's really sorted out at 30.
Nah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Fucking hell. That's a bom, quick life. You will get all the knowledge of the universe, but you won't be able to share it.
I don't think this is so much not being able to share it. I reckon all the knowledge in the universe would be a fucking curse, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, I don't know,
because you will know everything. Everything.
And because if, like, there will be an element of, obviously, like, you'll get all the knowledge. You're the only one who knows it. You can't share it with anyone.
Yeah.
So you live in your own reality where you are basically God. But you can't
do anything.
You can't influence
anyone. Like you would know how to cure cancer. Yeah. And you couldn't share it.
Yeah. It would be interesting to know how you're stopped from sharing it. Like, can you not send?
Simply can't. You just can't do it.
Can't send WhatsApp messages anymore. You can't speak. It's like, possible. Yeah, if you want to cure cancer, you got. Oh shit! I can't speak.
It just doesn't come out. It's not the way it works.
The words will come out.
Yeah, I think knowledge can be a curse. I would not, because also if you know everything in the universe, surely that means you know everything, and by everything you would also know what everyone is thinking all the time, because that is knowledge of the universe.
Yeah.
See, it's my God, could you imagine if you like stood next to someone and they're like, "Look at this fucking prick, fuck it," and then you're like,
"I'm a fucking god." And he's calling me a prick in his mind. Fuck this guy.
And I'm not able to share it.
Yeah.
I'm not able to strike this man, because then he would know.
I'm the golden god.
But yeah. No, I actually don't think I would.
I'm untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
You'll get all the knowledge, and does that mean you'll know when you'll die? You know, there's too many risks, I feel.
I don't actually think this amount of information would be able to fit into a mind.
No, you'd probably just die.
Yeah, you'd probably just flatline.
Yeah.
So it's a death sentence.
Bosh. I will not.
Yeah, definitely not. 72% of people would.
Psychos.
Absolutely.
Psychotic.
Mental fuckers.
Yeah.
Gary Jones in the chat. You downloading the Fallout 4 next gen update? Yeah. But I was hoping to download the Fallout London mod. But yeah, that's kind of fucked it for everyone. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thanks for the update, Bethesda. I really appreciate it. What are we doing next? One, let's have a look. You become president of the United States, but your mum makes all the decisions.
Can't do it.
You're your own man.
Can't legally become the president of the United States. I wasn't born there.
Right. Okay. We're going for this.
Or a United States citizen. But yeah.
What about if you could become the prime minister of the UK then? Switch it up.
No. I don't trust you with that sort of power.
There you go. That's real. Just for 100% clarity, I would also not press the button. Because there's no way my mum's making good decisions for the rest of the country.
Well, and I mean no disrespect, like, you know, if that's to make all the decisions, I don't even want to put that on her. Like, I don't want to, you know, fucking trying to figure out the war on Ukraine or the Israel-Palestine conflict and where the UK stands on it. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I think
I'll save you from those decisions by not hitting the button.
I think it's worse for you or me because I think that in this scenario, I would assume that people don't know that our mums are making the decisions.
So it looks like your choice.
So they're just like declaring war on everyone. It was like, I really don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But France, you're getting it. Don't know why.
Your mum's just got a vendetta against France.
That's it. Sorry, France.
Could happen. Could be.
Yeah, I don't think I'll
press it. You just don't know. No, I will not.
47% would.
Jesus. There you go.
It's a lot of trusting children.
Isn't it?
There. Similar, wasn't there, one? You get to have a super speed, but you can't stop running unless you slam into something really hard.
So you can't stop running unless you die.
You can't stop running unless you disintegrate, in which case you are 100% dead.
Oh, yeah, that's just fucking dope, isn't it?
I mean, if you're playing, you know, the technicality, do you have to die every time you're slamming something? If you've got super speed, can you have, like, durability? You made out of tungsten? I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty cut and dry.
How will we know?
24% of people are just suicidal.
There you go.
There you go.
That's it. I'm just going to quickly jump to the chat for a second. Ghost of 1000 up the Atma on Twitch. I see it. Maggie says hello. Are you watching the City game later? I might flick it on every now and then. And Brad says, what's up, Jordan? Congrats on the engagement. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We got
next one. You will be in perfect healthy and die peacefully in your sleep at the ripe age of 92. But the love of your life will die a slow, painful death at the age of 42. That's fucking.
No, absolutely not. What the fuck is wrong with people?
So that would mean. I'm guessing, like, I don't know the age difference people are going to meet each other at, but I'm assuming you meet each other at the same age. But that would mean that for best part of, like, basic, well, 50 years.
For more of your life.
Yeah, you've not known this person because they're dead. That's just... And they died horrifically.
Yeah, that's just fucking terrible. No.
That's it.
Lozzie's like, yes.
Now, if you met them at 40, if they were 42 when you were 92 and you only just met, it's not that bad. But then there are questions. There are other questions about that. So, yeah, not pressing that. 23% would. What the fuck is wrong?
Narcissists, man.
Fucking hell.
Nuts.
Jesus Christ. You will have the ability to create world peace and world problems such as poverty, etc. But you have to personally kill the person you love the most. Wow. Okay.
That's a hell of a moral question, that is.
Yeah. Personally kill the person. Yeah, I don't know if... I don't think I could do that.
I actually think no. And I know that's actually insane because it creates world peace and ends world problems such as poverty. No.
Gary Jones says, pressing this as soon as there is an argument. I did it for world peace. Oh, come on. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No.
32% absolute KGB psychos.
That's it.
Fuck me. It's a little bit scary. I mean, I know it's like, it's a game, so people could just put it for shits and gigs, but I'd like to think there's an element of those 15, almost 16,000 people.
To be fair, there's also people out there that probably have shit relationships, but even if like you only have shit relationships, technically there will be someone you love the most out of those shit relationships, but you still might not like them. So you're just like, yeah, fuck it. All right then.
Yeah.
Mental.
You'll never have to deal with pop ads or any ads again online or television, but your chances of getting computer viruses increase by 20%.
Right. And one of the byproducts of a virus tends to be pop-ups. Yeah. So how does that fucking work?
Your chances of getting computer viruses increase by 20%, even though you're not fed the pop-up ads that usually will send you to where you can get viruses.
Nah, it's not worth it.
I mean, just get ad blocker.
Isn't it? Not that hard.
It's not hard.
I will not. Get out of here.
38% of people just don't understand what ad blocker is.
Just like, I can't stop clicking the ads. I wish they'd go away.
You receive a diary that tell you everything that happens in the future, but you will participate in a game where you will be hunted down by other diary users that can also see the future.
What? So you will also be hunting down people?
Yeah, I guess you'll be.
Because you are a diary user. But surely if the diary shows you everything that happens in the future, you will see where every single diary user would be in the future. And presuming that this diary has a written record of everything that will happen in the future means that the future is foretold and the future is, what would you call it? Like, can't be changed. So surely your participation in the game is already predetermined, as is your fate.
We're going deep.
So therefore, this makes no sense and I will not push it.
Yeah,
because imagine you push that, you get your diary, you're like, oh, look at this, everything's, oh, I'm going to stick some bets on down the boogies, I'm going to go do the lottery, oh shit, I'm in the game, right, I've got to win it, oh, says on the next page I get stabbed when I walk around this corner, fuck.
Oh dear, at least see if you put some money on, you're getting stabbed.
That's it.
Just before you go, right, just to leave to someone I love, I'm going to get stabbed in about, I don't know, four paces, right, quickly, online bookie. Will you get stabbed in the next four paces? Odds are 25-1. I'll take that.
That's it.
Yeah, well, that's not. Fuck it. I'm not pressing it. 38% would.
Right. 38% can't read.
Oh, you can't even fucking read. That is, yeah. Okay. You gain laser vision, but it has a tendency to uncontrollably fire when you get excited.
Oh, I don't even want laser vision anyway.
Yeah. I can't think of a scenario that would have been better in my life if I had laser vision.
Yeah, same.
But then just to have it would be fucking sick.
Yeah, but what can you actually use it for, you know?
Taking out planes.
And if that's it. And if it's gonna uncontrollably fire, you are going to murder someone
Yeah.
at some point. So you're going to prison. But you're not. Because you've got fucking laser vision.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be sedated and then they're going to take you to some underground facility and put tests on you and do autopsies. It's not a good time.
That's it. You're going to get pulled apart to see if they can make another you. But one they can control.
That's it.
There you go.
That is it.
You don't want to become, you know, a weapon of mass destruction, do you?
No.
Because then you know what'll happen. America will invade. Look, don't be like, I'm just saying. They've got a history. So have we.
There we go.
41% would take the...
41% have got a hard-on for Cyclops.
I see it. 41% just want to be... what's his name out of fucking The Boys? Can't remember his name.
Homelander.
That's it, Homelander, yeah. Oh, dear me. We'll do one more. Marijuana becomes legal, but the internet becomes illegal.
So what you're saying is you'll bring about world peace.
That's it.
You'll introduce a relaxing plant and you will get rid of a toxic piece of shit. So, let's fucking hit the button. Fuck it. I could definitely, if the internet went away, don't get me wrong, I'd miss gaming. If that said social media disappears.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have to sacrifice the internet, go back to DVDs.
But then you got to watch video at the start. Where it's like, would you steal from like a grandma?
You wouldn't steal from your nan. And why are you stealing from multi-millionaire producers?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. No, I would. I'd hit the button. Fuck it. And I don't, for the record, I don't smoke weed. Like, I'm not like a drug addict. But I think that the internet does more damage to the world than marijuana.
Jesus.
Woo, cancel him.
Woo, don't be like
that.
Yeah,
hit the button. Hit the button. Let's have a look.
Right, you don't even care what I think, then.
Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, that's it. Do you know what I mean?
No. Sorry, I was too high.
That's it. He's on the marijuana high.
What do you think?
I think the internet is a great thing. I just think that there's a lot of people on it, unfortunately, who are, without a lack of a better word, fucking assholes. Unfortunately.
GG.
Like football Twitter or football X, they're up there with some of the knuckle draggers that are on the internet. But yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know when I delete Twitter in like start of 2021, I think.
You deleted Twitter when it was still Twitter.
I did. 20,000 followers and couldn't give less of a fuck if I tried. It's the best thing I've ever done. Not really the best thing I've ever done, but one of the best things for me I've ever done. Probably not great for my career because obviously promotional things and,
yeah,
all that sort of shit. But for me, for my mental health, deleting Twitter was categorically, and coming off Instagram, best things I've ever done.
There you go.
I haven't deleted my Instagram because Instagram is also kind of like a photo, a photo album.
Yeah.
Of my 20s. But, fuck social media.
Fuck them all. Millwall.
That's it. What would you do, though? You're going to push the button? I'll let you decide. You can save humanity or destroy it. Go on.
Well, look, I've got a marijuana business that I need to keep intact. No, look, I think destroying the internet at the...
Well, it doesn't destroy it. It becomes illegal.
Okay. So basically just role reverses. That's cool. I think I could live with that.
Basically, everything on the internet is now a dodgy football stream.
Right.
You wouldn't illegally stream Sky Sports, would you? What about all the executives at Sky that get paid millions of pounds a year that you're taking from their pocket?
It's only £55 a month.
What about Marcus Rashford's pocket that you're taking from his 450 grand a week wages? That's backed up by the TV deals.
Yeah, all right. You swayed me.
That's it.
You swayed me. My marijuana business is going to get taxed through the roof, but you know what I mean. 16% of people.
Only 16% of people are willing to do what's needed.
That's it.
There we go.
There you go. There you go.
That's it.
I always remember those videos at the start of films when you're watching DVDs.
Yeah.
What's interesting
when you're ironically watching it on a pirate copy.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is interesting is that some of the pirate copies that I have had in my life do actually include that video, which is so ironic and so funny. But yeah. You wouldn't fucking pirate copy this video. Well, we did. We did. I saw it done. The money's gone. Fuck off. Oh, well, I hope everyone enjoyed that episode. I do like the push the button ones. Throws up some good scenarios.
Yeah, they are
some
fun.
Stupid scenarios. Yeah. But Ryan Palmer has just come into the chat. You have come in at not the wrong time, but quite late. But he has asked,
"Hello, Ryan.
Geordie, are you still drumming?"
I am.
You are?
I am, from time to time. Time just slowed down. Because I was in a Discord call with a load of friends.
Oh, here we go.
I was practicing my drums and everyone shouted at me, screamed at me, told me to shut up and quit. And I'm not a quitter, so I will persist. But, you know, it did knock my confidence a little bit.
Did it tell you to Loss, quit?
I believe you were there.
I was there and I was listening to, by the way, full context, Jordan, you had headphones on.
Yes.
Right. Obviously could hear us in the chat. All we could hear was like just tapping.
Well, hang on, look, right. So I've got an electric drum kit. So this is what they were hearing. You can't see me, but you'll be able to hear me. So this is what they could hear. Stuff like that. Stuff like that. Which I think is a treat, to be honest.
A treat. Honestly, this.
But they were like, "Shut the fuck up!"
I don't
burn the kit.
I don't remember us telling you to quit, to be honest. But
if you don't stop, I'm gonna break your wrists. I was like, "Fucking hell, guys! Just trying to pursue a new dream, you know."
Jesus. Well, Ryan says he's just started to, so I hope you do.
Nice.
Pursue that dream.
Nice.
But thank you, everyone, for joining us. And
Ryan, if you've got any deep-sea diving stories, hit them over to me on dudyryan@gmail.com.
There you go. There you go.
That's I hope you're well.
Yeah.
I hope you're well.
Give me the stories first. Secondly, I hope you're well. In that order.
He knows it's not like that.
Oh, that's it. Right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I hope you enjoy your day, whatever you're doing after this. And if you're watching it back, thank you for watching it back. If you're listening to it, thank you for listening to it. We'll see you in the next one. Up the Atma. Bye-bye for now. See ya.
See you later. Bye. Bye.